You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on Arete. More wisdom in less time.
Hello and welcome to The Philosopher's Note on Arete. Activate Your Heroic Potential by Brian Johnson. As always, let's kick it off with a quote. We make eye contact. He's fully present and tracking. Me. So, what do you want in your life? Emerson. Well, I want to be happy and me. Exactly. I pull up the sleeve on my sweatshirt and show him the 1-inch tall, 5-inch wide tattoo on my left forearm. You want to be heroic and show up as your best self and create a great, joyful life in which you're giving your gifts to the world. He nods his head. And you know how you will do that? Then I pull up the other sleeve on my sweatshirt to show him the 1-inch tall, 4-inch wide tattoo on my right forearm. You need to live with arete. You remember what that means? It's an ancient Greek word. We translate it into English as virtue or excellence, but it has a deeper meaning, something closer to expressing the best version of yourself moment to moment to moment. That's Brian Johnson from Arete. Arete. It's the one-word answer the Stoics would give you if you asked them how to live a good life, the one-word summation of our entire philosophy at Heroic, and the title of Brian Johnson's book featuring 451 ideas/chapters to help us activate our heroic potential. Now, before you get confused about the third-person references to Brian and whose voice is talking to you that's clearly not Brian's, let's follow the advice of Randy Pausch's dad in the last lecture and address the elephant in the room. You may have already guessed it, but this note is not being written by Brian. It's Michael here, Bry's right-hand guy and the president and head coach at Heroic. It is a profound honor for me to be distilling Arete into the 687th Philosopher's Note in our collection. As you know, if you're familiar with Brian and his iconoclastic style, the book is a quick reading, conversational, knock your socks off with practical wisdom masterpiece. Most of the books that Brian profiles in these notes are so packed with big ideas that they're tough to narrow down to just a few favorites. Arete's 1,000-plus pages are so dense with distilled wisdom that we're not even going to make it too far past the cover. You can grab a physical copy, download a PDF of the cover, and the first 12 chapters via links in the note. And with that, let's get to work. P.S. As you'll see on the copyright, Arete is owned by Heroic Public Benefit Corporation, which is owned by over 3,000 investors from over 75 countries who invested between $100 and $1 million. Learn more about becoming an investor in Heroic at wefunder.com/heroic. P.P.S. Arete is the first book published by Heroic Blackstone Publishing, the new imprint we formed in partnership with the world-class, values-aligned publishing company Blackstone Publishing. Huge shout-out to our team at Blackstone for their incredible work, and special gratitude to Josh and Stephanie Stanton. We're blessed to have you as partners, and couldn't be more fired up about what's in store for Heroic Blackstone Publishing, including Volume 2, which is already about 20% done, the Arete Workbook, The Way of the Heroic Kid, a Younger Kids Picture Book Series, and a Heroic Blackstone edition of Meditations, along with more old-school classics coming soon. And with that, our first big idea. Close the gap and live with Arete. Quote, then I stop again and hold my right hand about eye level so it's parallel to the ground. You see that line? That's you being your absolute best self. Then I hold my left hand about a foot below that, also parallel to the ground. You see this line? That's you not being your best self. Now, you see that gap between this line and that line? Emerson nods his head. Well, you know how you feel when there's that big of a gap? Emerson. Not very good. Me? Exactly. Now, what if we closed the gap between who we're capable of being and who we're actually being as we show up as the best versions of ourselves? How do you think that feels? Emerson. It feels good. Me. No, it feels great. And that is the ultimate game we're all playing all day, every day. When we close the gap and choose to do the things that help us show up as the best versions of ourselves, we feel a deep sense of joy. The ancient Greek and Stoic philosophers had a word for that as well. They called it eudaimonia. End quote. Both the quoted passages so far have come from the idea, arete, explain it like I'm 10. The scene, a real one, features Brian and his son Emerson walking and chatting on their family trail. Emerson, who is really into chess and has put in astonishing work, see effort counts thrice, he's debating whether or not to go to a tournament that he doesn't think he'll win. In addition to being the perfect way to introduce arete, this sequence is also a beautiful and powerful demonstration of a father lovingly and encouragingly coaching his son to show up as your best and create a great, joyful life in which you're giving your gifts to the world. The passage makes me think of wisdom from my mom and Thomas Carlyle and Aristotle. First, when I read about Brian and Alexandra bringing forth the best in Emerson and Eleanor, remember, to parent literally means to bring forth, I can't help but recall this story. Quote, once, when I was about 10 years old, I did something my mom didn't like at all. She sternly grabbed me by the shoulders and looked me straight in the eye, I can still feel it like it was yesterday, and said, God gave you gifts. You must give them to the world. I get goosebumps as I type that. It's funny how my whole life and work can be summed up in those two sentences. End quote. Goosebumps reading that. Again, because Brian has done the same thing to me on numerous occasions, along with so many in our community. Thank you, Brian, for seeing and bringing forth our potential. And bless you, Kathy, for seeing the potential in your son. Now, spotlight on you. Imagine your mom or your dad or whoever played or plays that role for you in your life. They're down on one knee in front of you or grabbing you by the shoulders. They gaze deeply into your eyes and say, close the gap between who you are capable of being and who you're actually being. You have been given gifts. You must give them to the world. If you do that, you'll experience eudaimonia, which brings us to Barnes' intro to the ethics. Quote, to call a man eudaimon is to say something about how he lives and what he does. The notion of eudaimonia is closely tied, in a way in which the notion of happiness is not, to success. The eudaimon is someone who makes the success of his life and actions, who realizes his aims and ambitions as a man, who fulfills himself. The ethics we are thus opposing is not telling us how to be morally good or even how to be humanly happy. It is telling us how to live successful human lives, how to fulfill ourselves. End quote. What aims and ambitions do you have, hero? Is today the day to take action towards fulfilling yourself as a human being? Close the gap! P.S. To learn more about Emerson's journey towards chess mastery in the notes on Move by Move by Maurice Ashley, a whole bunch of plus ones, and those Way of the Heroic Kids books that are coming soon. And with that, our next big idea. Activate your heroic potential. Quote, have you ever heard of activation energy? It's a chemistry thing. The dictionary tells us that it's the minimum quantity of energy that the reacting species must possess in order to undergo a specified reaction. Mundane examples. Water only boils once it reaches its activation energy point of 212 degrees Fahrenheit. 100 degrees certainly won't do it. 200 degrees won't do it. Not even 210 degrees or 211 degrees will do it. Simmering, but not boiling. Want to boil? Then you need to get the heat all the way up to 212 degrees. Then you'll undergo the specified reaction and boil. Same rules apply with fire. Carbon and hydrogen atoms are hanging out in paper all day, every day. And of course, oxygen is hanging out in the air all day, every day. But they won't combine to set the paper ablaze until a certain threshold is reached. We need 451 degrees of heat to create enough energy to catalyze the magical dance that is fire. 400 degrees, nothing. 449, nothing. 450 degrees, nope, nothing. 451 degrees, bam, let there be fire. That's activation energy. And that's why this book has 451 ideas, any one of which might help you go to the next level. In aggregate, if all goes as planned, we will activate your heroic potential. End quote. Activation energy, when one thing transforms into another thing. In Fahrenheit, water melts at 32 degrees and boils at 212 degrees. Fire ignites at 451 degrees. You can mold plastic into a spork at around 500 degrees, but you need closer to 2,000 degrees if you want to forge steel into a sword. Same idea applies to our lives. What's the intensity of energy required for you to undergo your next transformation from who and what you're currently being into who and what you're capable of being? Whether you're currently at 0 degrees or 32 degrees or 212 or 451 or 2,000 or more, know this. If you don't continue to add energy into the system that is your life and surround yourself with others doing the same, your temperature will trend down towards the energy of your surroundings. Know this as well. There is always going to be another next best version of you waiting to be activated and actualized. As Alan Langer tells us in Counterclockwise, our potential is unknowable. And as Brian shares in the idea chapter on Your Soul's Cries, quote, our potential is asymptotic. We never arrive. There's always more we can become. And even more importantly, there's only ever a single moment in which we can actualize our potential. This moment, which is why I will unapologetically repeat myself and encourage / admonish you to close the gap, live with arte today, end quote. What is your heroic potential? And what energy do you need to activate it? Close the gap. Next big idea. Ancient wisdom plus modern science. Let's invite Aristotle, no last name necessary, and Martin Seligman, founder of the positive psychology movement, to the party for their wisdom on the ultimate meaning of life. They'll serve as proxies for ancient wisdom and modern science. Us. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Let's jump straight in. What's the meaning of life? We notice Aristotle and Seligman share a knowing glance with one another. They both seem to have a twinkle in their eyes. Ancient wisdom and modern science agree. The ultimate meaning of life is to flourish by putting our virtues in action. Or if you prefer to go old school, to live with eudaimonia via arete. End quote. That's from the idea chapter on Aristotle and Seligman, and it only just begins to capture one of my favorite parts about this book and heroic, the integration of so many teachers. Arete, in the 50-plus categories in the Heroic app, features life-changing insights from ancient wisdom traditions, the Greek and Roman philosophers, Buddhism, Christianity, Judaism, Confucianism, Islam, Taoism, Hinduism, Sufism, along with the best of modern science, positive psychology, behavioral neuroscience, sport and human performance, humanistic psychology, cognitive psychology, the science of habits, hope, goals, grit, and more. Look closely on the front cover of Arete and you'll find the phrases ancient wisdom plus modern science. Look deeply into their shared truths and you'll find an astonishing amount of coherence. Ancient wisdom and modern science agree on the ultimate meaning / game of life and how to play it well. In two phrases, eudaimonia via arete and flourish by putting your virtues in action. Look closely at the red ring of the virtue compass in the Heroic app and you'll find both. All ancient wisdom traditions also agree on the four cardinal virtues most important for living a good life: wisdom, discipline, courage, and love. And modern science has identified the five virtues most highly correlated with well-being: gratitude, hope, curiosity, zest, and love. You'll notice love counts twice. Look closely on the back cover of Arete and the virtue compass in the app, and you'll see those same eight virtues in their corresponding declarations. For more reminders, you can also grab a physical virtue poster or medallion from our store, or download a digital poster or wallpapers via the links in the note. And over the past few decades, Brian has done the hard work to integrate ancient wisdom and modern science into a single, overarching, seven objective framework that forms the basis of everything we do at Heroic, from Arete to basic training, to the Mastery Series, to our coach program and one-on-one heroic performance coaching, to our work with elite corporations and teams. You can explore the above links that are in the note for more details. For now, here's a broad overview. Objective 1, know the ultimate game. Objective 2, forge anti-fragile confidence. Objective 3, optimize your big 3. Objective 4, make today a masterpiece. Objective 5, master yourself. Objective 6, dominate the fundamentals. Objective 7, activate your superpower. P.S. The virtue compass in the top left corner of the app was the very first thing that we designed with the world-class product firm that we partner with to create Heroic, the same firm who also helped build Slack, Tinder, Uber Eats, and Elon Musk's new business, Neuralink. P.P.S. Speaking of modern science, we are incredibly proud of the fact that both our Heroic Coach program and our Heroic app have been scientifically validated by Sonia Libin-Mirsky's world-leading wellness lab. Science says Heroic can help you flourish. You can check out Sonia's memo on our coach program via a link in the note, as well as a randomized control study showing significant increases in both energy and flourishing in just 30 days via the links. With that, let's move on to our next big idea. Move from theory to practice to mastery. Quote, the old school philosophers knew it was really hard to live in integrity with our highest ideals. They told us we need to be warriors of the mind, not mere librarians of the mind. To state the obvious, all of these plus one degrees aren't ideas to be cataloged in the libraries of our minds. These are ideas to be lived in the moment-to-moment experiences that determine our destiny. End quote. Look closely on the front cover again for the phrase, move from theory to practice to mastery. Importantly, it starts with theory, which is why we love having Brian distill more wisdom in less time for us. Got the plus ones, the philosopher's notes, the 101s, basic training, the mastery series, coaching, Arte. It's all more wisdom in less time. Theory. But we can't stop there. Again, quote, to state the obvious, all of these plus one degrees aren't ideas to be cataloged in the libraries of our minds. These are ideas to be lived in the moment-to-moment experiences that determine our destiny. End quote. The truth is, you already know what you could be doing. The challenge is actually doing those things consistently. As per Michael Bernard Beckwith in Spiritual Liberation, you can also see the chapter on discipline, quote, your philosophy may give you a temporary state of euphoria, but if you want to be anchored in reality, it takes practice, practice, practice. We are not here to be euphoric, but to get free. Rudimentary spirituality is theory. Advanced spirituality is practice. End quote. When we're working with the elite leaders, performers, and organizations that we're blessed to serve, from Notre Dame football and the Chicago Bulls to military officers within United States Special Operations Command and Naval Special Warfare, to corporations that are integrating Heroic into their cultures, we like to frame it like this. Imagine a competition or a battle between two people. One is a version of you who actually does the things that will help you be your best. The other is the version of you who doesn't. Which one will outperform the other? The answer isn't debatable. It's always going to be the you actually living your philosophy. Our app has a measure for that. We call it your Soul Force score. The version of you with the Soul Force of 101 will outperform the version of you without. Period. What's yours? And remember, this isn't a hypothetical competition. It's an inner war that's being waged all day, every day between your daimon and your demon. And that inner war has outer consequences in your energy, in your work, and in your love. All day, every day. The battle within is won or lost with every little choice you make. Your destiny math is adding up, plus one or minus one. So predefine and pre-commit to your choices, and then use every moment of every day to forge excellence and anti-fragile confidence by hitting your heroic targets. You won't be perfect, none of us are, and it won't be fun all the time, but it is positively addicting. And eventually, as Seneca says in Letters from a Stoic, you may experience, quote, how much better to pursue a straight course and eventually reach that destination where the things that are pleasant and the things that are honorable finally become, for you, the same. End quote. And with that, let's check out our final big idea. If enough of us commit, we will change the world. It has been a sacred privilege to spend time with you. With wisdom, discipline, love, courage, gratitude, hope, curiosity, and zest, I say, heroes unite. It's time to change the world, one person at a time, together, starting with you and me and all of us, closing the gap and activating our heroic potential by living with Arete today. End quote. Those are the final words of the final idea slash chapter of the book. They remind me of what Phil Stutz, check out Notes on the Tools, Coming Alive, Lessons for Living, documentary Stutz on Netflix. It's what Phil Stutz says in the final words of his foreword, which are also at the top of Arete's front cover. This book will change your life. And if enough of us commit, it will change the world. Now, in my one-on-one work with Phil, Brian's done 451 sessions, I've done 212 sessions. Phil is constantly telling me to disagree with him and throw away his ideas. So with that in mind, I offer, it will not change the world. We will. All of us. Together. When each of us answers the call and spreads ripples to our own lives and communities. Remember, the ultimate heroic quest is simple. Become the hero in your own life so that you can help others do the same. The hero becomes the guide. Our heroic mission? 51-2051. 51% of the world flourishing by the year 2051. A flourishing world. How? By empowering 100,000 certified heroic coaches by 2030 and training certified heroic workshop instructors to teach in 1,000 cities and every country in the world. Want to change the world and help create a humanity that's flourishing, hero? You are the hero we've been waiting for. We just need you to step up and start acting like it. Heroes unite, all in, day one, let's go! And that is a quick look at some of the big ideas from Arete by Brian Johnson. As I playfully joked in the introduction, most big ideas are so packed, I genuinely don't know how Brian fits them into 6 pages, and I'm even more inspired at having done this for the first time, that he has done it as many times as he has with such grace and such brilliant mastery. And funny enough, we didn't even make it past the cover. You'll find the titles for all the big ideas on the cover itself. I hope that that makes Arete just a little bit more powerful and jam-packed for you as you just look at the cover and remember to close the gap and live with Arete, activate your heroic potential, ancient wisdom and modern science, move from theory to practice to mastery, and that if enough of us commit, we will change the world. Hope you enjoyed this note. If you did, you'll probably also like the notes on Lessons for Living, Letters from a Stoic, Toward a Psychology of Being, The How of Happiness, Atomic Habits, and The Daily Stoic. Now let's take a look at some of the quotes from the sidebar and then wrap it up. All of these quotes come from, same person, Brian Johnson. Bless you, Bri. Thank you for your continued hard work to bring your gifts to the world and to all of us. And here are the quotes. First one. I can't wait to see all that you will become and all the gifts you will joyfully give to the world in the decades ahead. I love you and I look forward to celebrating a lifetime of joyfully heroic moments together. Quick aside on that. Actually, two quick asides on that. One, the first quote that Brian shares on the sidebar is his favorite quote from the whole book. So when you're reading a philosopher's notes, whether that's the MP3 or in the app, pay attention to that first quote in the sidebar. It's one of his favorites from the whole book. They are chosen intentionally and deliberately. I chose that one. It's actually the final words of the book. It comes in the dedication, the gratitude celebration. And it's specifically directed towards Emerson and Eleanor, to the family, as those final words of the book. And it just felt so powerful. Brian brings that same energy to all of us here. So I was really moved by those being the final lines of the book and by their broad universal application. So one more time. I can't wait to see all that you will become and all the gifts you will joyfully give to the world in the decades ahead. I love you, and I look forward to celebrating a lifetime of joyfully heroic moments together. That's Brian Johnson. Next quote. This book is dedicated to you, the hero we've been waiting for. It's time to activate your heroic potential. Maslow and the Buddha and Joseph Campbell would all agree. We become the heroes of our own lives for one simple reason, so we can help others do the same. The ultimate heroic quest is simple. The hero becomes the guide. That, my dear friend, is what Heroic Coach is all about. At the end of the book, you can check out introduction to our Heroic Coach program, along with the research from Sonia Lieber-Mirsky, a broad overview, some stories of folks who have gone through this. Really fired up about that program. Best in the world at helping you to be your best, and then helping you to help others to do the same, and making money doing what you love. Client number zero, client number one, dollar number one. That's Heroic Coach. Again, check out the links for more on that. Back to the sidebar quotes. Another one from Brian. Know what you want. Know what you need to do to get it. Tell part X to settle down and go do what you're here to do. Close the gap. Give us all you've got today. Comes from a chapter, similar chapter as Arte, explaining like I'm 10, and then Targeted Thinking. They're the first two or three chapters in the book. If you haven't yet, grab the book, grab a copy of the book. If you haven't yet checked out the intro, you can hit the links in the PDF and on the app to check out the first 14 chapters or so for free. Get a taste of what the book is like. And then again, grab a copy. We'd be honored to support you and your friends, family, etc. in activating your heroic potential with Arte. All right, another quote from the sidebar. Know this. If you can only get your energy focused on what's important now once in a while, you will never actualize your potential. But if you can get yourself to show up consistently, you can tap into your infinite superpowers. You want to be heroic and show up as your best self and create a great, joyful life in which you're giving your greatest gifts to the world. And another one. Imagine being the most committed to doing the little things you know keep you plugged in when you least feel like it. The worse we feel, the more committed we are to doing the work. Heroes finish strong. And the final quote here, for whom will you do the hard work to conquer your fear and laziness so you can give us all you've got? I'm committed to working hard and conquering my fear and my laziness for my wife, my kids, my friends, my team, our community, and you. Day one, all in. Let's go, hero. And that wraps up the note. Once again, it's an honor for me to have distilled this, or the cover at least, in the philosopher's note. I appreciate all of you for being part of our movement. It's truly day one. We're just getting started. It's always day one here at Heroic. Fired up. Let's change the world one person at a time together, starting with you and me and all of us today.
We hope you enjoyed that philosopher's note. Go to heroic.us to download more.